Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
This is exciting. A long-lost ship, rumoured to be laden with treasure, may have been located off the coast of Ireland. The vessel, named the Recovery, disappeared in 1787 while transporting marble and bronze sculptures. It was bound for Dublin. One of the men who has been diving and hunting for that treasure is Edmund O'Byrne, a historian from County Wexford and obviously a scuba diver as well. Hello, Edmund.
Ray, how are you?
Good to talk to you. This is sort of your life's work, isn't it?
Well, it is, yes. I've been diving for about 50 years.
Yeah, and how long have you been looking for the Recovery?
I've been searching for that for 35 years. So we found her in 2021.
Yeah.
Well, we found the site of in 2021. And we've been monitoring the site since then. The find was reported to Connie Kelleher, head marine archaeologist, which you have to do within 24 hours.
Right.
So we've been given a license to monitor but not to disturb the site.
Okay. Now, why did it take you so long? And
well, it was we just went by a newspaper report of the time. Mm-hmm. I actually found it in the Wexford Library in Finn's Leinster Journal, a penny journal of the time.
Okay.
And there were a few smudged lines reporting that a ship had disappeared, carrying sculptures for the custom house that was almost finished. Custom house in Dublin that was almost finished in 1787.
Wow! So that's an exciting cargo, isn't it?
It is pretty much. The cargo was collected by the first Earl of Charlemont, Caulfield, in Dublin. He was an expert on Greek and Roman sculptures. He was dispatched by John Beresford of the Custom House to collect this artwork for the interior decorations of the Custom House.
From where?
From Italy.
Ah, right.
They only bought the best from Italian sculptures. So that's what we expect is still under the sand.
Now, you can only go out as a diver how many times a year?
Well, all depends on the weather. You could have maybe, the first year we found it, we had 20 windows to get out there.
Right.
Between wind, tide and visibility underwater. Last year we were out about 5 times.
Okay. And what are the laws around it? So you're a reporter to the head marine archaeologist.
Yes.
And you can't touch it. And, you know, you would think that after all that hard work in your, you know, 35 years that, you know, you'd get a few quid out of it.
Well, we didn't do it for that.
We just
searched for it out just purely out of curiosity.
Okay. So what happens next? What happens next?
We're not going to get a cent out of it, but it's always nice to know what's down there.
Yeah. So what happens next, Edmund?
Next, we have to wait until a little bit of sand moves naturally to actually expose something that may still be left on the remains of the wreck. And then you would report it to the archaeologists and they would probably come and do a survey on the wreck.
Right. And is there any chance that in the future some of these sculptures will be brought to the surface and everyone will be able to see them?
Every chance. Now, we don't know what condition they're in.
Yeah.
The sea always throws up surprises and you could just be lucky. Something could be very well preserved, but some of it is bound to be preserved.
That's
because these heavy items would have been stored in the very keel of the ship. The heaviest items are always stored in the keel. So we believe that her keel and the sides of the ship, some of the sides of the ship would still be remain intact under the sand.
Right.
The ship, the Recovery, was a very rare vessel. And in 1773, when she was built, she was one of 200 ships out of a total of about 10,000 in the British merchant fleet that had her hull covered with copper.
Right, and you've discovered some of the copper. Isn't it mad to think you were there, and that's 238 years ago that happened? That's spectacular. I can see where you get the buzz. It's not the money, it's the buzz.
To be the first on it after all that time.
That's spectacular. Edmund, we're going to talk to you in the future when more happens with the recovery, but for the moment, thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Ray. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Anish Toshin now in the Prieb Skelton and Oakdale, Colin McGillan Aspig.